I want to give my special thanks to Pastor Wang Yi for giving me this privilege of preaching the word today.
我非常感谢主让王毅能邀请我在这里跟大家一同分享他的话语。
This is one of the greatest honors of my life to be with you.
其中一个很大的荣幸就是能够跟你在一起，跟你们这些人在一起。
I thank God for you and I bring you greetings.
为上帝来感谢你们，我把一些问候带给你们。
I bring you greetings on behalf of the church in the United States.
我把美国长老会的大家的问候带给你们。
We treasure our partnership with you and we pledge to be your partners for as many years to come as God gives us life.
把我们的一同的同工和我们的伙伴关系放在上帝的手中，我盼望我们一直有这样的关系。
Amen.
Amen.
To the surprise of many, the story of the gospel does not begin with Jesus Christ and his salvation.
你们可能会吃惊，实际上整个福音的故事并不是从耶稣基督和他的救恩开始的。
It begins with God and his creation.
它开始是从上帝和他的创造开始。
You cannot fully understand salvation until you understand its relationship to creation.
除非你能够理解救恩跟创造的关系，你没办法完全理解这个福音。
Salvation is God's redemption of his creation from all the horrible consequences of sin.
救恩是上帝从这个堕落把它挽回恢复的一个过程。
The goal of God's redemptive plan in Christ is the removal of all the effects of sin, all of them, in all the world.
上帝要把整个的罪恶，所有因的罪所带来的一切的破坏，要从中恢复起来。
It is the redemption and restoration of all things to be as God originally intended them to be.
要把上帝一切的荣耀都要带回来。
The great Reformed theologian Hermann Bavinck summarizes the concept by saying these words.
巴文克这个伟大的改革教改革宗神学家这样说，这个刚刚我们谈论的这个救恩的跟创造的关系。
In the gospel, grace restores nature.
在福音里面，恩典要恢复自然。
In the gospel, salvation is recreation.
福音里面，救赎是一个新的创造。
There's bad news and good news.
有一个好消息，有一个坏消息。
The bad news is that God's creation of humanity and the world is now ruined by human sin.
坏消息是上帝的创造被破坏，被玷污。
The good news is that God's fallen creation is being redeemed and renewed by His Spirit into the kingdom of God.
好消息是把这一切的败坏要透过上帝的圣灵重塑，然后带给他的荣耀。
Through Jesus Christ, by the power of His Spirit, God is restoring His creation to its ultimate destiny.
所以换句话说，上帝的国度要达到它终极的目的。
And that is the kingdom of God on the earth.
换句话说，是上帝的国要从天上降临，要在这个星球上实现。
The resurrected and ascended Christ is now leading His creation to its final destiny.
从死里复活的耶稣基督在天上要把这个被造界要带到最终的目的地。
And that is not the destiny of a heaven.
我们将来的地方不是在天上而已。
It is the destiny of a new heaven and a new earth.
那个终极是新天新地在一起的时候。
When Jesus returns, He will restore the fullness of God's rule over all spheres of humanity and creation as God always intended it to be.
上帝要透过耶稣基督的救赎，要把这个在每一个领域里头要恢复上帝的荣耀，超过先前的荣耀。
Did you know that when Jesus promises His followers a reward in eternity, He does not promise us a reward in heaven?
你没有意识到，当上帝给他的耶稣基督跟他的门徒给一个应许或者给他一个奖赏的时候，他说的不是最终在天上。你们意识到这件事了吗？
In Matthew 19, we read that Jesus promises his followers a reward.
在马太福音十九章的二十八节，他给他们一个应许，说你们跟随他的人。
And these are his words.
这是他的话。
This reward will be in the new world when the Son of Man will sit on his glorious throne.
他说在复兴的时候，那个意思是在新的天地里面，人子坐在他荣耀的宝座上，你们要跟他一同审判十二个支派。
The throne he is speaking of is in heaven now.
他当时说的时候，当然我们都知道，一般来说，他荣耀的宝座在天上。
But the throne he is speaking of here will be on earth.
他说这个宝座，他在最后审判的时候要在地上设立大卫的宝座。
The apostle Peter preached the same promise.
使徒彼得也同样的应许来这样讲道。
In Acts 3, Peter tells them Jesus must remain in heaven until the time comes for God to restore everything as he promised long ago.
在使徒行传第三章，彼得讲道的时候也提到这样一件事，他说。天必留他，等到万物复兴的时候，就上帝创世以来借着众先知所说的话，他说在那个时候，就是说天必留耶稣基督，直到万有都复兴的时候，他来做成这个创造以后的新创造。
How can we begin to catch a glimpse of this coming new heavens and new earth? What it will look like? How can we begin to catch a glimpse of it?
我们怎么能先尝看到，窥探一下将来的新天新地这个愿景呢？能够带到我们现在这个地步呢？
The way we can understand the future recreation is by understanding the initial creation.
所以从一个角度来说，要想理解将来的新创造，必须要从我们原有的创造开始。
In the beginning, God created everything, and it was good.
上帝创造了万物，起初的时候说一切都是好的。
It was very good.
最后说造人的时候甚好。
The Hebrew word shalom gives us a glimpse into how good.That original creation was.
希伯来说那个和好或者说平安，让我们开始领受到那个起初的美好。
The word shalom means total happiness.
那个平安或者说和平是一个完美的一个快乐，完全的快乐。
It's the word for ultimate peace, ultimate completeness, ultimate wholeness that we all long for.
是每一个天地之间、人之间所有的那个完整、快乐都征集在一起了。
It's a word that describes a perfect environment, including a perfect relationship with God, with ourselves, with others, and with creation.
完美的情况说，我们跟上帝的关系完全的和好，跟世界的关系。
I need to calm down. In the original creation, everything that was the way.
最初的创造里面
In the original creation, everything was the way it was supposed to be.
在原来的创造里面，本来应该万物这样运行。
There was no pain.
那里没有痛苦。
There was no suffering.
没有痛苦。
There was no political corruption.
没有政治的败坏。
There was no injustice.
没有不公义。
There was no disease.
没有疾病。
There was no sickness.
从来不用进医院。
There was no death.
没有死亡。
Humanity loved and obeyed God's will perfectly in thought, word, and deed.
当时的人在思想、情感、意志里面都完美的顺服上帝。
This is the vision that the Bible paints for us of ultimate human flourishing on earth.
就是在地上开始的时候，上帝给我们的一个画面，是将来人应该这样活着。
This men and women is the picture of the coming kingdom.
这个起初的亚当夏娃他们的生活是将来国度的一个先尝，一个预表。
And so to understand the fullness of Christ's salvation as recreation, let's look at three primary Bible texts.
要想明白整个救赎作为一个新的创造。我们必须从三个方面、三节主要的经文来看这个创造救赎作为一个新的创造，要从三个方面来看。
Let's look at Genesis 1 in the beginning.
起初，创世纪的第一章。
Then let's look at the teaching of Jesus on the kingdom in Matthew 6.
然后我们看马太福音第六章，耶稣教导关于国度的事。
And then let's see the coming of the kingdom in Revelation 21.
最后一幕就是使徒。约翰教导的将来的新天新地在启示录里。
And ask Holy Spirit to lift up your eyes that you might see the vision of God, the kingdom coming of God.
祈求圣灵光照你，让你看到将来要来的那个愿景。
Let's begin with Genesis 1, 27 and 28.
我们从创世纪一章的27到28。
Here we read, So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them.And God blessed them, and God said to them, Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth, and note this word, and rule over it.
在我们27节这样说，上帝就照着他的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女，神就赐福他们，又对他们说，你们要生养众多，治理不遍满全地。注意这个词，治理这地，要管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟和地上各样行动的活物。
As the pinnacle of his creation, God made humanity in his image to be in vital union with him.
这个创造的顶峰就是人跟他的神创造主有一个最深的联合。
This is what separates us humans from other animals and from all creation.
这是我们人跟其他的被造物一个决然的区别。
This is why God gives us immortal spiritual beings we call souls.
我们说我们的灵魂不死永久的，这是因为他的创造的旨意。
This is why humans are rational, moral creatures with a conscience.
这人为什么会是一个有理性的、有道德的、有良知的活物。
And this is why all of human life is sacred.
这为什么每一个人都是尊贵的。
From the unborn babies in the womb to the dying sick elder.
从一个没有降生的孩子在母父怀里，一直到在病床要死亡的老人。
This is why all human life is endowed with inherent worth.
这是上帝把一个尊贵放在每一个人上帝的形象里。
And with great dignity.
这是尊贵的。
This is why we have inalienable human rights.
这是换句话说，从一个角度来说，我们每一个人有一个人权是上帝所赐。
This is why we have a divine purpose while we are on earth for this short time.
我们在地上所活的这个年间，就有上帝永恒的旨意在我们身上。
We are designed in His image, so we will fulfill His purpose for our lives to worship Him, to honor Him.
人作为上帝的形象，在这个地上要来实行他的旨意，来尊崇他，来敬拜他。
And Jesus gives us a deeper understanding of God's purpose for our lives when He teaches us to pray in the Sermon on the Mount.
当耶稣基督来教导他的门徒说我们如何向父来祷告的时候，就是在我们所熟悉的主祷文里。
The problem is the Sermon on the Mount is too familiar to us.
整个的我刚刚说错了，整个的这个登山宝训从马太福音五到七章里头，对我们来说太熟悉了。
When we do the Sermon on the Mount, we just say the words in our minds, and one ear right out of the other.
我们在念来背的时候，我们从这耳朵进，从那耳朵就出去了。
This is like, okay, our Father in heaven, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven.
愿你的主国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同在天上，完成了。
I want you to look at the Lord's Prayer like you've never heard it before.
我希望你们从那个刚刚我们所诵读的这个主导文再次看，让我们重新更新我们，好像我们从来没有听过说过一样。
And so that you will begin praying the Lord's Prayer in a way that you never have before.
以至于你在主导文祷告里有一种全新的方式来祷告。
Jesus begins by saying, "Pray in this way, our Father who is in heaven." Here's the concept: "Hallowed be your name."
他一开始的时候说我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Jesus is reflecting here the words of the psalmist in Psalm 86.
耶稣这里是用这个诗篇的89篇来祷告的。86篇 68, okay.
The psalmist says
86. Okay, 86篇。
The psalmist says, all the nations you have made will come and worship before you, O Lord.They will bring, and notice this phrase, glory to your name.
在这个，在诗篇的这个86篇 ，which verse?
Verse 9.
Oh, the verse 9. 他这样说：主啊，你所造的万民都要来敬拜你，他们也要荣耀你的名。
You see, God's purpose for creating humanity.
上帝创造人的一个目的。
Is to bring honor and glory to His name.
是把荣耀颂赞归给他。
Among all the nations of the earth, among all the peoples of the earth,
要让所有的被造的人都应该给他的荣耀归给他。
This is the ultimate reason why humanity exists.
这是人类存在地上的终极目的。
You see, God has created us in His image to be worshippers.
上帝造他造人作为上帝的形象是来敬拜他。
This is why we are always giving our honor and our worship and looking to something for our for our satisfaction, whether we realize it or not, we're always worshiping something, 24/7.
对, 24小时里, 无论你信主不信主, 你总会敬拜什么, 这是上帝造人的一个功能。
Ah, the modern idols that capture our hearts are not the primitive graven images of wood and stone.
并不是那种远古的那些形象来抓住我们的心, 而是现代的各种各样的偶像会抓住我们的心。
Idolatry is making something or someone other than Jesus our ultimate source of happiness. It's that.
所谓的偶像就是把其他的人或物 除了耶稣基督之外的, 成为我们最深的满足, 这个就是偶像。
For some of us, it is approval.
对于我们有些人来说, 可能是别人的认可。
For others, it is comfort or control.
程度来说, 可能是我们的安慰, 我们的休闲, 或者控制。
For others, it is a good reputation and having success.
有的人来说, 可能是我们的好的名声, 我们在世上的成功。
For others, it is a secure, meaningful relationship.
比如说是一个安全平稳的关系。
Or just a good reputation.
这些就是总来说, 有的不少的人就是他的名声好。
The problem with cherishing idols as our source of happiness is that they are not...
我们偶像的这种对偶像在里面得到满足的问题是什么呢?
They are not able to fill the void in our heart that God designed only to be filled by.
但是没有办法满足上帝所造的这个人的心中的所有的愿望。
But many people who think about worshiping God have a very narrow and limited view of what it means to worship God and bring glory to Him.
很多人来想敬拜的时候，往往是非常狭窄的一个方式来遵从神，然后以他为乐。
Worshiping and honoring God is much more than what we just did in praise and prayer to God. Worship is much more than what we just did.
敬拜上帝不光是在教会中唱诗、诵读他的话语，完全超过这个范围。
The Bible teaches we are designed to worship God by doing His will on the earth.
在刚刚的主导文里说，上我们来敬拜上帝一个重要的方式是遵行他的旨意，在这个地上遵行他的旨意。
True worship also involves the redirection of our entire lives, not just Sunday.
真的敬拜是不光是主日的一个重新的调整，是在每一个方面、每一天要重新转向他。
True worship is learning to live out all aspects of our lives before the face of God.
在生活的任何一个层面里，活在上帝的面前。
The old church fathers used a Latin phrase called "coram Deo."
教父们所说的，活在神的面前，coram Deo， 活在他的面前。That
means not just living and worshiping God when we have public worship.
不光是我们聚集公众敬拜的时候。 这个非常重要。
That means learning to worship and honor God in all our spheres.
是这个情景，是帮助我们学习在任何一个场景中都敬拜他。
And we do this by carrying out His will on the earth.
透过这种方式，把他的旨意行在地上，替天行道在地上。
You bear God's image, so you might carry out God's purpose.
因为你是王的形象，所以你能够行出他的旨意的时候，就反映出王的尊美。
But this raises another question.
就带来一个问题。
How has God chosen to glorify His name?
上帝选择什么样的方式让我们来尊崇他呢?
Jesus answers that question in the next petition.
耶稣在第二个祈求里面教导我们。
Jesus goes on to teach us to pray, May your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
他说愿你的国降临。 愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
John Calvin taught, never forget the connection between hallowed be your name and your kingdom come.
加尔文教导说，你千万不能把第一个说愿人都尊你名为圣，跟第二个和第三个祈求分开。
The way God has chosen to hallow His name is by and through His coming kingdom on earth.
上帝让他的名被尊存的方式是借着他的国降临，借着每个人遵循他的旨意来完成的。God
has designed the world to be a cosmic display of His glory.
上帝所设计的这个星球是来反映说整个宇宙般的荣耀，要想在这个星球。
And as our King, God displays His glory by ruling over His world through us.
上帝的设计是透过人。 尤其在救赎的人，就是教会来治理这个星球。
This is why we are image bearers.
为什么我们要作为他的形象活在
这里？ So he might rule over the world through us.
以至于他可以透过我们来治理这个星球。
This is what it means that we are created by God to multiply, fill the earth, and rule over.
这是为什么我们被造的时候要生养众多，治理这个地，来管理万有。
This is how God means for His perfect will to be done on the earth, Jesus says, as it is in heaven.
这是耶稣所说的，如同在地，如同在天的来治理这个地。
But I have bad news.
但是有一个坏消息要先给你们讲。
Evil entered the world through a very real villain called Satan.
魔鬼罪恶借着这个有位格的人活物进入这个世界。
And Satan enticed humanity to sin.
魔鬼把人绑到罪里面，引到罪中。
Then something horrible happened, and we're experiencing it every day of our life.
我每天所经历的很多的噩梦都是这个的反应。
God's paradise on earth was lost.
上帝的乐园在这个星球上迷失了。
God's image bearers came under the just curse of His wrath.
上帝的柔美的形象成为上帝的咒诅。
Our hearts became corrupt and idolatrous.
我们的心败坏，偶像敬拜充斥我们。
We have a broken relationship with God.
我们与上帝的关系破裂。
This caused all our other relationships in life to flourish.
所有人类的各种关系都败坏了，都破坏了。
This includes our broken relationships with ourselves.
首先是我们自己中间分割。人跟人自己的关系分割。
And now we have broken relationships with others.
然后我们两个的关系也分割了。
And now we have broken relationships with our work or our purpose in the world in between Sundays.
我们被造的世界关系也破坏，包括星期天和星期一到星期六的之间的关系也破坏。
This is why things are not the way they're supposed to be.
今天的世界不是原初的那个样子。
Ultimate happiness, peace and joy on earth been ruined.
所以在地上的原来设计中那种终极的快乐被破坏。
This is why there is so much brokenness in China and in all other nations of the earth.
这是为什么我们在中国可以看到这么多的一个毁坏，如同在世界各地一样。
We are not just broken spiritually.
我们不光是属灵的一个毁坏、破裂。
Because of sin, we are also broken socially. We're broken culturally.
我们的文化、我们的社会关系也破裂。
This is why our societies are broken economically and politically.
所以我们的社会关系方面可以反映出在经济和政治方面的破坏。
This is why there is so much violence and so much poverty.
就有这么多的暴力和贫穷在这个世界上存在。
This is why there is so much disease and corruption.
或者有这么多的疾病和各样的污染存在。
This is not the way it's supposed to be.
这不是原初的设计。
This is why there is so much political injustice.
这为什么我们在中国存在着一种政治性的不公义。
So what is the ultimate solution?
那究竟终极的解法在哪里？
We are now faced with a very significant ancient question.
那我们现在回到这个古旧的问题。
What is the ultimate solution to all these problems in our broken world?
刚刚我所描写的世界和人的所有的这些问题，究竟有什么终极的解法吗？
Oh, there are many good solutions being offered across all the spectrums and spheres of the world.
在从古到今或现在，有各种各样，在各个领域里头，人们都提供各种各样的答案。
But according to Scripture, there is only
但是根据圣经，
there is only one ultimate solution to all of these problems.
根据圣经，只有一个终极的对所有的问题的一个答案。
And this solution is found in the good news of the kingdom of Jesus Christ.
这个好的消息就是在耶稣基督里的那个国度的消息。
It is the good news that 2,000 years ago, God's kingdom entered the world in a brand new way it had never been before.
就是2000年前，上帝的国度进入这个罪恶的世界是从来没有过的方式。
Through the person and work of Jesus Christ, God broke through to restore His fallen creation as far as the curse is found.
上帝借着耶稣基督的位格和他的工作，然后进入这个罪恶的世界，把这一切要重新更新，重新把那个所有的咒诅 如果有多宽，他的祝福就有多宽。
The bad news is that the Father's creation has been ruined by sin.
坏的消息是，上帝的创造被罪来玷污污染了。
But I have good news.
但是有一个好消息。
Fallen creation is now being redeemed by Christ.
这个堕落的创造界被耶稣基督正在拯救的过程里面。
Our broken world is being renewed by His Spirit into the kingdom of God on earth.
这个破碎的世界正在被耶稣基督和他的灵在整合，在这个地上恢复。
Through the birth, life, death, resurrection, and ascension of Christ, God did something amazing.
透过耶稣基督的降生，完美的一生，受死、复活、升天，上帝做了一个极其伟大的事情。
He gave Jesus, the God-man, the authority to be the anointed Lord and Redeemer of all things that have been lost.
这个神人在他复活的时候，上帝给他超过万有的名，天上地下所有的名都给了他。
God gave Jesus authority to form a new humanity on the earth.
其中一个重要的是上帝开始形成新的人类的族群。
This new humanity.
这个新人类。
Is called the church.
是教会，是教会。
It is the new Israel.
是新以色列人。
It is made up of His people from every tribe and tongue and nation.
是万族万民所组成的。
It is made up of anyone who will repent and believe in and follow Jesus Christ.
任何一个悔改信靠跟随耶稣基督的人，就是万国万民中的新族类。
And God makes shocking, astonishing. Promises.
上帝给我们一个极大的、令人吃惊的一个应许。
To this new humanity who will follow Christ.
给这些跟随耶稣基督的新人类一个应许。
He promises us the forgiveness of sin through Jesus' blood.
透过耶稣基督的宝血，我们刚刚所唱的，我们的罪得赦免了。
Amen.
Amen.
But there's more.
但是比这个更多。
He promises us a new standing before God through the gift of the robe of Christ's righteousness.
在他面前，我们披戴了圣洁的衣袍。我们在他面前有一个新的地位。
When God sees us, He sees us clothed in the perfect law-keeping of Jesus.
上帝看我们的时候，我们如同跟他耶稣基督完美遵守律法一般。
Do you know what that means?
你知道这意味着什么吗？
There's nothing you can do to cause God to love you anymore.
你不论你做任何的事，你不可能让上帝更加的爱你。
There's nothing you can do to cause God to love you any less.
也不可能让上帝更少的爱你，无论是更多更少，不可能靠你在一起做更多。
If you are in Jesus Christ, God's love for you is the same love He has had for eternity for His only Son.
换句话说，上帝在基督里爱你的时候，如同他在永恒中爱他的爱子耶稣基督一般，永恒是不会改变。
It's a love that cannot be broken.
这个爱是不可能被剥离的、或破坏的和打开的。
It is amazing love. It when we realize it, we go, how can it be?
所以我们唱卫斯理的歌的时候说，怎能可能？怎能这样？怎能如此
？That's why it's called amazing grace.
他是为什么说是奇异的恩典？
I taught the seminary students this week.
我这个星期在华西上课。
I said, "Did you know there are certain things that God cannot do?"
我提醒他们说，有些事上帝没法做的。
And they went, "Oh."
哦，真的吗
？And I said, "The Bible says there are certain things God cannot."
上帝的话术，他有些事他自己不能做。
哦，
真的这样
？The Bible says God cannot lie.
第一个，上帝说不能撒谎。他自己不会撒谎。
The Bible says God cannot change.
第二个，上帝自己不会改变。
And God's word says something also amazing.
上帝还有一个应许在他的话里说。
If you are in Jesus Christ, God cannot punish you because He has already punished Jesus in place.
如果你在耶稣基督里，上帝不可能再来审判你，因为他已经把你的罪加给耶稣基督了。审判他了。
Amazing.
这是一个极其奇妙的事。
You do not phase in and out of God's acceptance by your good works.
无论你做什么，不能做得好和坏，你不会进到他里面，又到外面，又进来又出去。
You can please and displease God, and God can discipline you as a father.
但是注意，上帝，你作为他的儿女，他可以来管教你，你可以伤他的心，可以讨他的喜悦，这个跟他不变的爱是两件事。
But if you are in Christ, if you can translate this,
如果你在基督，他保证我要反对。
God cannot not love you.
上帝在基督里没有办法不爱你。
Amen.
这罗马书第八章 Romans 8。
Romans 8.
第八章。
But we're not going to go there now.
我们今天不去那儿。
So he promises us the forgiveness of sin, but more.
他给我们一个应许，就是我们的罪得赦免，有个新的地位。
He promises us the righteousness of Christ, but more.
比这更多。
He promises us the gift of his Holy Spirit.
他一个应许，把圣灵他自己给了我们。
But there is more.
比这更多。
He promises us a new heart with new desires.
给我们一个新的心，一个新的愿望。
But there is more.
比这个更多。
He promises us a new community of his people.
给我们一个应许，我们有一个新的共同体，就是他的百姓。
But there is more.
比这个更多。
He promises us a coming new world when Jesus returns to make all things.
他给我们一个应许，当耶稣基督再来的时候，给我们一个新的世界。
In this new world,
在这个新世界里
，God promises to restore His shalom.
他要来恢复他原初的创造的平安。
He promises to restore ultimate happiness for His image bearers.
要把他的形象中间最终极的快乐给他们。
He promises to restore everything that was lost in the fall.
所有一切失丧的都要来回来。
Our broken relationship with Him.
我们跟他的关系恢复，完美的恢复。
Our broken relationship with others.
跟其他人的关系恢复。
Our broken relationship with ourselves, mental health.
我们自己的分裂症也变好了，精神分裂症。
Amen.
阿门。
And our broken relationship with the vanity feelings of work.
我们工作的这种所谓的劳苦也消失了。
The good news,
好消息
is that God's kingdom has already come.
好消息是上帝的国度现在已经来了。
The good news is not only that God's kingdom is coming on earth when Jesus returns to make things.
好消息是不光将来这个国度要完全在这个星球上展现，好消息是现在已经开始。
The good news is that God's kingdom has already come.
好消息是上帝的国度已经在基督里来了。
The Bible teaches the kingdom is already and not yet.
我非常熟悉的一个字眼，就是上帝的国已经来，还没有全然来。
How has God demonstrated that His kingdom has already come on the earth?
神怎么来展现说他的国已经来了呢？
One way is through the miracles of Jesus. That's why Jesus did miracles to say, "Look, look, the kingdom of God is on earth."
其中一件事就是耶稣基督在地上行的所有的神迹奇事，来证明这个国度已经临到。
But there is an ultimate way.
不过还有一个更终极的。
Through Jesus' resurrection from the dead and ascension to the right hand of God, and the pouring out of His Spirit, His kingdom has come.
另一个就是关键，他的死和复活以后，升天以后，把圣灵降下赐在这个信靠他的人中间，来证明一件事，国度已经来了。
See, most people have a very limited understanding of the meaning of the resurrection of Jesus.
很多人对耶稣基督的复活有很有限的认识。
When God raised Jesus from the dead, He was not only proclaiming His ultimate victory over death and evil.
当上帝把耶稣基督从死里复活的时候，他不光是向罪来夸胜，向死亡夸胜。
He was inaugurating his new rule on the earth.
上帝让他升天执掌，开始治理他的万有，他的国度了。
This is why the Apostle Paul calls Jesus the firstborn from the dead.
还记得保罗这样说，他是从死里复活的第一个出熟的果子。
Paul is referring to all of us and all of God's people who will follow Jesus by their resurrection from the dead in the age to come.
这所有的跟随他的人将来现在心灵已经复活，将来有身体的复活。
When Jesus ascended to the right hand of God in heaven, something amazing took place.
当耶稣基督升到天上的时候，有一个非常奇妙的事情发生了。
God poured out His Holy Spirit as a magisterial display that Jesus is enthroned on high as our Redeemer King.
圣灵的降临反映出这个王家的能力，给了所有信靠他的人，展现他的荣美。
And King Jesus is now carrying out God's cosmic rescue mission of fallen creation.
这个王耶稣基督开始实行他救赎万民整个宇宙的救赎。
As far as the curse is found.
如同咒诅的多宽，救赎就有多宽。
This is why the essence of the gospel is this statement.
这为什么这样说？关于福音的好消息是这样的一个背景。
Through Jesus Christ.
透过耶稣基督。
Our God reigns.
你们刚刚念的以赛亚书五十二章，我们的上帝掌权了。
He reigns over all things now by His Holy Spirit.
透过他的圣灵，耶稣基督治理万有，来统管万有。
The former Prime Minister of the Netherlands, Abraham Kuyper, described it with these famous words.
我们可能很熟悉，荷兰的前首相凯伯尔这样说。
He wrote, "There is not a square inch in the whole domain of our human existence over which Christ, who is sovereign over all, does not cry, 'Mine.'"
他说，这个世上的任何一寸的土地，然后耶稣基督都作为一个主权的主，他会不呼唤说，这是属于我的。
Men and women, there is an unseen dimension of this world that is actually more real than what is seen.
我们现在所没有看见的这个世界，比我们看见的更加真实。
In the invisible realm, Jesus is now ruling as Lord over all things.
在不可见的世界里，上帝透过耶稣基督开始治理万有了。
Jesus is
可见的世界。
Jesus is now making God's invisible kingdom visible in all spheres of life and human hearts.
你记得吗？耶稣基督。透过他今天借着教会把他不可见的国开始借着他的治理他的万民的治理开始带到这个世界上让他变得可见
Jesus is now answering the prayer he taught us to pray
换句话说耶稣今天在天上在成就他原来让我们主祷文的祷告在地如在天
He is bringingHonor to God's name by causing His kingdom to come and will be done on earth. He is answering the prayer He taught us to pray.
那透过带领他的国度来到这里，让人顺服他的旨意的时候，就把荣耀颂赞归给父神。这是回应了他的祷告，成就了他的祷告。
You see, many people misunderstand about God's purpose for the world.
很多人会误解上帝对这个世界的目的。
God's purpose for the world is not merely.The rebirth of human souls to snatch them out of the world.
上帝的目的并不是把一个人重生以后让他灵魂重生，然后把他从这个世界拿走。
It is the rebirth of all creation.
是整个的创造界新造新的重生。
Listen to these words of the Apostle Paul in Colossians 1.
在哥罗西书保罗这样说。
For God was pleased through Christ to reconcile to Himself all things, all things.Whether things on earth or things in heaven.
在哥罗西书第一章，保罗这样说：说上帝的儿子，借着十字架所流血成了和平，并借着他叫万有都与他和好了，无论是天上地下的一切事，都跟他自己和好了，所有的事。
God's ultimate purpose for the world includes the restoration of the entire cosmos and the creation of a new heaven and new earth.
换句话说，上帝的整个的目的是要有一个万物的更新，整个的宇宙的新造，万有无论天上地下的都要更新。
What I'm about to say to you is very shocking to many people around the world.
我跟你说，可能对改革宗的人不奇怪，但是很多的人可能会新奇这个事情。
The ultimate Christian hope.
终极的基督徒的盼望
is not merely that one day when we die we will go to heaven and worship Jesus forever.
不是我们死了以后在这个中间地带我们在天上敬拜上帝。
The Bible does not teach that heaven is our eternal home.
圣经并没有讲天是我们终极的居住地。
Everyone who is going to heaven is making a round trip.
每一个上天上的人都是一个双程的票，他还要再回来的。
When I fly here from Orlando, Florida,
当我从奥兰多，佛罗里达飞到成都
，I stop in Los Angeles.
我中间可能停一道，在洛杉矶停一下。
Los Angeles is not my final destination. It's my layover until I get to Chengdu.
洛杉矶不是我这次旅行的终点点，我的终点点是成都。
Heaven is not your final destination.
天上并不是我们终极的居住点。
Heaven is a glorious paradise where we will be with Christ. It will be glorious.
我们在天上的时候，如果我们今天死的话，跟基督的荣耀在一起是好的无比。
But you will not have a body.
但是你在那里是没有身体的，光着的。
You will be an invisible spirit.
你只有灵，一个属灵的，只有你的灵魂在那儿。
Heaven is where the dead in Christ will be temporarily as disembodied souls.
在那个时候，是我们灵魂在上面，我们的身体和灵魂还是分着的，跟新的身体。
Men and women, our hope is in another day, not the day of death when we go to heaven.
弟兄姐妹，我们的死亡不是我们最终的盼望，还有一天。
Our hope,
不是我们终极的一天。
Our ultimate hope is when Jesus.
我们终极的盼望是耶稣基督回到地上。
And he brings heaven back down to earth.
他把天带到这个地。
As it was at the creation.
如同前面的创造，超越前面。
Then he will unite our souls with our bodies.
在那个时候，我们的灵魂和新的创造的身体要连在一起。
Then we will worship and enjoy him with prayer and praise forever.
我们在那时候永远的敬拜他，我们的灵魂和身体。
And then we will worship him forever by ruling with him over a new earth.
有一件事，我们在敬拜他的时候，我们开始跟他一同治理万有。
Jesus said, "Blessed are the meek." For they shall inherit the earth.
还记得在八福里头说到，那什么，温柔的人要继承地土，或者是继承这个地，这个土地。
In the meantime, we are living in a very unique time in history.
我们在历史上，现在我们是实际上在一个非常特殊的时期下。
Today we are living between the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
我们活在一个耶稣基督已经复活的这个场景里。
In his first coming,
这是他第一次的来。
And the restoration of all things in his second coming.
在他第二次来要恢复万有，这两个之间。
Here we are between the resurrection and the restoration.
我们现在的张力。
It is amazing period of history in which you have been born.
我们活在这样一个非常奇妙的一个时代里。
During this time, the Bible teaches that God has a very special role for His new community, His new humanity.
在这个特殊时期，上帝对他已经新创造的这些人类有一个特殊的使命。
The church is to be a foretaste and an instrument of God's coming kingdom on earth.
他的教会是一个器皿，向人来展现将要来的世界的模样。
Jesus said to his disciples, "I will build my church."
耶稣对他的门徒说。我要建造我的教会
and the gates of hell will not prevail.
是阴间的权柄不能够胜过的。
No political power can stand against King Jesus.
没有一个政权能够在上帝这个王权面前站立。
Amen.
Amen.
In Ephesians 3, Paul writes these words.
以弗所书第三章，保罗这样说。
God's intent is that now through the church.The manifold wisdom of God should be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realm.
以弗所书第三章，上帝要借着教会把他藏的奥秘，要向空中掌权的权柄来展现。
What is the book of Acts?
使徒行传说什么呢？
The book of Acts records for us not simply the acts of the apostles.
这里不光是使徒们的作为，他们的行传。
The book of Acts records for us the acts of Jesus as he continues his ministry on earth through the apostles.
换句话说，是耶稣基督透过使徒在地上继续拓展他国度的方式。
What was the ascended Jesus doing on earth, continuing his ministry through the apostles?
究竟已经升天的耶稣基督怎么样透过使徒来成就他的工作呢？
He was fulfilling his promise.
他在实现他的应许
to build his church,
在建造他的教会
to build his new humanity,
建造这一群新人类
breaking down the gates of hell,
把地狱的门打开
This is why the book of Acts is largely devoted to the advancement of God's kingdom in the world through starting new churches.
如果你来看《使徒行传》的话，就是透过上帝的国度，建造每一间的教会来拓展上帝在基督里的这个应许。
This is why the Apostle Paul's ministry was much more than simply preaching the word and making disciples.
这是为什么保罗会透过建立教会，然后建造门徒。
Paul's ministry was primarily to plant churches all over the civilized world.
他主要是在当时的地中海地区，在罗马帝国建立一间一间的教会。
His heart was especially to plant churches where Christ had not been named. At that time, it was Spain.
他的心在当时的情况就是他的神的福音还没有传讲的地方是他的心要去的地方。
In Acts 14, the Bible gives us a beautiful glimpse into the Apostle Paul's ministry that we should see the model.
在使徒行传14章来反映出保罗的侍奉的模式，我们应该来效法的。
The Bible says that Paul's pattern was not only to, quote, preach the gospel in cities and win many disciples.
他不光是在城里头宣讲上帝的道，然后建造门徒。
His ministry was also to appoint elders in every church they started.
他同时开始建立他的这个长老们，在每一间所设立的教会中间设立长老。
Why, when the Apostle Paul did his missionary journeys, did he continue to plant churches everywhere he went?
为什么他做这个宣教的呢？每一个地方他都建立教会。
He believed that through these churches, King Jesus would continue his ministry in word and in deed, making his kingdom come.
他相信上帝是透过教会让他不可见的国度，借着一间教会的治理、言语和行为来反映他不可见的国。
These churches were not fortresses to protect God's new humanity from the world.
教会不光是保护新的人类的一个地方。
But they were kingdom outposts in the domain of darkness.
是上帝国度的前哨，是在黑暗中的前哨，大本营。
They were bringing light to the dark nations.
他把那个黑暗借着上帝的光把黑暗驱散。
And in the first century and ever since, the church has done something very interesting.
初代教会的历史告诉我们，教会做了一些很奇妙的事。
It has had two purposes.
有两个目的。
One purpose, as the church gathered, as we are gathered here together today.
一个就是上帝把他的教会聚集起来，如同我们今天敬拜、听他的话一样。
And the other church, the other purpose,
还有一个目的。
As the church is scattered, as individuals go to all their individual spheres of
influence. 当教会不聚集的时候，分散在这个世上不同的领域里的时候。
When the church is gathered in assembly on the Lord's day, it is for worship.
对第一种方式来说，我们集中在一起来敬拜他。
It is for the preaching of the word and the sacraments.
是我们宣讲他的道来实行圣礼。
It is for prayer and fellowship.
我们团契祷告。
By doing this, the assembled church, the gathered church, experiences a foretaste of what will in the future be home territory.
我们做这所有的蒙恩的途径的时候，让教会呢体验到将来的那个处境。
As the church assembled, we are to be renewed and refreshed as we learn how to live out the principles of kingdom when we go into all our individual spheres.
当我们一同聚集被教导的时候，是预备我们要个体的。在周间进入每一个上帝国度的领域。
This is how God's mission is meant to come.
这是上帝使命发生的方式。
This is how God's kingdom is meant to come on the earth.
这是上帝的国度如何临到地上的方式。
The church gathered on the Lord's day.
在主日，我们聚集在一起敬拜、学习、团契相交。
And then private individuals scattered as salt and light.
在周间，我们做光做盐，进入每一个不同的领域。
There, we put kingdom principles we learn here into practice.
我们就把在这里所学到的国度的原则和理念活在不同的地方。
It is there we serve the poor and the oppressed and the marginalized.
在那地方，我们对那些边缘人士、贫穷的人士、被压迫的人士服侍他们。
It is there we serve the widows and the orphans, and we bring them into the assembly to taste the coming kingdom.
在那些地方，我们把孤儿寡母带到教会里来。让他们来跟我们一同献尝国度的荣耀。
It is there that we serve the sick and the uneducated.
在那里我们可以服侍那些凭那个有疾病和没有好教育的人。
It is there that we stand against all forms of injustice.
在那个地方我们跟他们一同经历不公正的待遇。
It is there that we are willing to lay down our lives for the sake of righteousness.
在那里我们愿意把自己的生命献上为了上帝的公义。
Jesus said, seek first his kingdom and his justice.
还记得耶稣说吗？先求他的国和他的义。
And all these things will be added.
所有其他东西会加给我们。
It is here that we make art and music that bears witness to the beauty and glory of our future home in the age to come.
这是我们到其他的地方，我们来做建筑、做艺术、做任何、做教育，都是来展示将来的国度的一个出场。
Because of our unique union with Jesus now, something mysterious is happening.
由于我们跟耶稣基督的联合，有一些神秘的事情会发生，奇妙的事情会发生。
God works through us as an assembly and as individuals.
上帝跟我们在聚集的时候同在，跟我们工作，在我们分散的时候透过我们工作。
Hear this mystery.
这是这里的奥秘。
Jesus continues his ministry as prophet.Priest and king through your lives today in China.
上帝在我们的生命中透过我们成为他的祭司作为他的君王做他的先知在中国这个地方来做见证。
It has been said in our prophetic role, we must now proclaim and uphold God's truth in our world that is filled with lies.
我们可以这样说我们做先知的功能是在这个地方充满谎言的地方来宣讲上帝不变的真理。
Amen.
Amen.
It is in our priestly role we must pray and intercede for others to experience God's mercy and blessing before it's too late.
在我们祭司的这个功能里面，我们必须为他人来祷告，祈求他们能够今天就经历到上帝的怜悯和上帝的祝福。
And what does it mean for Jesus to display his kingly role through our lives?
那么上帝怎么样透过我们来反映出他的王权呢
We must use all our resources to help make God's invisible kingdom more visible, not only over human hearts, but every sphere of life until it reflects the order of heaven.
我们必须使用上帝给我们的所有的资源不光是在人的心里面在所有的领域中让这个上帝不可见的国今天就可见的让人们看见上帝已经把弯曲的事情改变政治。
Through the history of the church, we have learned this is how spiritual awakening takes place in a nation.
在教会的历史中，我发现教会的苏醒或者教会的复兴跟这件事情有关。
And out of this spiritual awakening comes cultural and social renewal.
教会的 awakening
不是
属灵的。那为 awakening 大复兴，真正的大复兴在教会中，因着教会的复兴，在社会、在文化中都会有反应，都会有彰显。
When people begin to grasp this and radically align their purposes with God's kingdom purposes, God loves to pour out His power.
当你们中间的每一个人都愿意把我们的意愿顺服在这个王的意愿下面
，This is how national renewal movements are born.
整个的一个国家中的教会中的那个更新。和国家的更新就出现了。
This is how global renewal movements are born.
这整个全球的复兴也是这样开始。
And this is what Jesus wanted us to have in our mind and heart when we pray the way He taught us to pray.
这是上帝让我们的思想、我们的情感在主导文的这个脉搏里，他要想叫我们教导的，让我们明白的。
As I end now, I'm going to.
我要结束的时候，我要这样来讲。
I want to prepare you now at the end to pray the Lord's Prayer with these thoughts in your mind and heart.
我要这样来预备你们结束的时候你们会以主导文做结束对吧我要这样来预备你们的思想和你们的情感。
This is why we pray that the Father's name will be honored.
在主导文我这是为什么刚刚我说的这一切是为什么我们要让父的名在万民中据为得荣耀为圣。
This is why we pray that God's kingdom will come and His will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
这是为什么我们祷告上帝的国要降临，上帝的旨意要行在地上，如同行在天上。
This is the reason why we even need daily bread.
这是为什么我每日需要日用的饮食，他赐给我们。
This is the only reason we need to forgive others as God has forgiven us.
是为什么如同基督赦免了我们要赦免其他的人一样。
This is the reason why we do not want to be led into temptation.
是为什么我们祷告我们不要遇见试探或者进入试探。
This is why we need to be delivered from the evil one.
这是我为什么能够救我们脱离凶恶有这样的祷告。
For it's all about God.
这一切都是关乎上帝。
It's all about God's kingdom.
一切都关于他的国度。
It's all about God's power.
一切都关于他的能力。
And it's all about God's glory.
一切都是关于他的荣耀。
Forever.
直到永永远远。
Amen.
看见了吗？主导文的前面跟后面是连在一起的。